Proclamation number 6124, dated the December 2nd, 1954. Words of comfort. Suffering, illness. Connection with God. Always rely on me and the fact that I will show you the right path. Even if it seems to you as if you determine your own destiny, as if you can use your will to turn your earthly life in another direction, as long as you connect yourselves with me, as long as you desire contact with me, I shall guide you and you shall merely comply with my will, which I likewise place into your heart, because your resolve to be in contact with me enables me to do so. Once someone has joined me, once someone wants to be in contact with me, he can stop worrying about his future destiny, for this will develop such that his soul can derive benefit from everything, and it will, indeed, do so if the human being faithfully entrusts himself to me, if he voluntarily subordinates himself to me and my guidance, if he lifts his life with me, if he constantly bears me in mind and makes an effort to gain my love. Then he will also possess all my love, which only wants his soul's salvation that consists of the attainment of eternal beatitude. Believe me that you then will only have to struggle in earthly life if you refuse to help voluntarily. Hence you can be spared effort if you actively serve in neighborly love, yet suffering and disease can still contribute towards your soul's purification, but it will nevertheless be bearable for you if you take refuge in me. I am always available to you in all earthly and spiritual adversities, and it is my will that due to these you shall join me ever more intimately until you are so firmly united with me that I can constantly walk beside you and you are in continuous communication with me, that you are always aware of my presence, and thus live a life in with me. Everything you experience shall only contribute towards you forming an inseparable bond with me, and then nothing will frighten or worry you again. For the awareness of my constant nearness gives you strength and security in everything you undertake. And your will shall be my will, because you utterly submit yourselves to my will and therefore can only want, think and act as is good before my eyes. Amen.